Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We're coming to you from the RWB Network studios in New York and on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You know what? It's going to be a long football season for Randy Riddle of Sebastian, Florida. He's going to have a bad football season. You know why? You know how I know this? Because he can't order pizza. He's not allowed to order pizza anymore. The judge said so. You have done something very wrong in your life when the judge says to you that you can no longer order a pizza. Well, this comes after racking up a tab of about $670, placing fake prank phone calls to local pizzerias and having them deliver the pizza to fake addresses, abandoned buildings. And then he'll call and complain and say how bad the pizza is. Now, looking at the guy's mugshot. Now, if you get a mugshot for ordering pizza, again, you've done something wrong. It looks like he could probably lay off the pizza for a little while and still be okay. But it's going to be a long season for him. Maybe he'll have to find a new takeout delight or a new order delight. Maybe Chinese, something else. But Randy Riddle, you make the Rhino Hall of Shame for getting arrested for ordering pizza. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, according to the Daily Caller, multiple FBI investigations are now underway regarding possible corruption at the Clinton Foundation. And the U.S. attorney in charge has already taken down several high-profile politicians. Also, dozens of GOP establishment lawmakers have penned a letter to RNC Chairman Reince Priebus asking him to cut funding to the Trump campaign. If they will try to torpedo your vote in public, just imagine what they're doing behind your back. And one Belgian Olympian finds out the hard way that the water in Rio tastes a little bit like, well, dysentery. We have all that, plus we have a new LA Times daily tracking poll I want to discuss. We also have some information that Carlos Danger may have resurfaced. And actor Will Smith wants to cleanse America of all white people. Oh no, I got that wrong. Of all Trump supporters. I'm sorry. I guess it's kind of similar. We have a lot to get to today, but first let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember, over the weekend, while you're sitting around, not watching a lot of football because it's preseason, check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com, two new articles, one by Tina, one by Robert. Tina's article is about making choices and the impacts our choices have. Robert's article, very good, about the abuse of government. Very, very good stuff. Check out yesterday's show, or Thursday's show, Their Life Mattered, getting a lot of attention on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over the place. That episode got just a ton of attention. It was a tough one for me to do, but I got through it. Also, a big shout-out to everybody on KLRNRadio.com at midnight, Monday to Friday, K98Talk.com at 11 p.m., and WJHC 107.5 out of Jasper, Florida. We have a lot to get to on this potpourri edition of the Rhino Report. We'll be back.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. taste, plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I hope where you are it isn't too sweltering or raining too much. It seems like everything this summer has been an extreme, right? It's been feet and feet of water from rain and flooding, and then you have the wildfires out west, and here in the east it's been just, I mean, it's been really, really hot and humid, and the thunderstorms and tornadoes, oh my, all stuff's... sorts of stuff going on. I hope wherever you are, you're at least having a nice week. Maybe the weather isn't so great, but it's summer. We ask for this, right? Every 8 weeks, things seem to change. It's too hot, and they say wait 8 weeks, and it's too cold, and they will say wait 8 weeks, and, you know, it's a cycle. All right, give me a follow on Twitter, if you don't mind, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. And you can always find this show. If you're listening and you come in a little bit late here on the CRN app, you can check out on CRN 5 right after this show ends. It gets replayed 3 p.m. Eastern Time on CRN 5. So lots of cool stuff, and a big shout-out to everyone on Red Nation Rising Radio. I didn't give you guys your normal first segment shout-out, but here it is now. So on Wednesday's show, Wednesday we talked to Burgess Owens. And he's a former Super Bowl champion, NFL player turned author. He penned a book back in 2012. He has a new one out now. We talked about liberalism, or how to turn good men into whiners, weenies, and wimps. And after the interview, I made a slight mention. I mean, I'm talking about a one-second mention that maybe I'll start a Rhino book club. It was kind of a joke. That's kind of what it was. And after that episode, I started getting a ton of emails, and people on Twitter and everything else saying you should start a Rhino book club, or where's the website, or what books are on it. Also, I don't have one. We don't have a Rhino book club, but I was thinking maybe this weekend I'll try to put something together. I'll put on my webmaster hat and see if I can put a web page together for it. If you guys have any suggestions about what kind of books we should put on the book club, of course, we'll lead off with Burgess Owens' book, and we have to put Clinton Cash in there, and the one by Gary Burns. But anything else that you think we should put on that book club, let's do it. I'm all for it. I like reading. I'm a big reader, so let's do it. I'm game if you guys are. Just email me your suggestions, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And we'll take them into consideration. How's that sound? All right. Let's talk about Rio. Here's my Olympic recap. Okay, we won a bunch of gold medals not drowning, because that's what swimming is. It's just a way not to drown. So we won some medals there. I guess Michael Phelps won a few. Now, how big is this guy's head? He's got a watermelon for a head. I had never noticed before. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. But that must keep him afloat easier. I don't know. So we won some medals there. What else did we win? We won the 10-meter air rifle. I mean, really fantastic stuff going on here. And then I was watching some sport last night. What's this sport where the guys run around throwing the ball at each other? It's like lacrosse, but no skill and no sticks. What is that? I think they were calling it handball or something. What are we doing? Why are we even engaging in this sort of behavior? It looks terrible. That's not a sport. They're throwing the ball at a goal that is the size of a barn. And there are people on the team. There are people on the team that have shooting percentages under 100%. How do you miss that? I don't get it. I don't get some of these dumb sports. Now, there are some dumb ones in the Winter Olympics, too. I get that. Just not as many. It's much more stupid heavy in the summer. Running around, it was like dodgeball and like lacrosse, but it wasn't rugby. I don't know what it was. And why are we pumping money into it? I'm a big sports fan. I have never seen this before. Never. It's like competitive Monopoly. Oh, absolutely terrible. So that's my Olympic recap. Hope you enjoyed it. You might get a better version on ESPN or NBC or something, but, you know, whatever. So this Belgian sailor named Evie Van Acker, she has learned the hard way that you need to keep your mouth shut when you are sailing, swimming, or doing anything within a 100-mile radius of this Guanabara Bay, where they hold some of these sailing... Again, sailing's a sport. The boat does the work. The wind does the work. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, she didn't keep her mouth shut. She was down there, and she was practicing in Rio in July. Apparently, they have to test for currents and obstacles and the wind patterns. I mean, this is all very, very high-level stuff. She was down there doing her training, and, well, she got a little bit of this water in her mouth, and all of a sudden, that's it. That's it. She has an intestinal infection or listeria or dysentery or something of that matter. There is trash, obstacles, fecal matter in this bay. They made no attempt to even make it look nice. Now, we heard there were sailing teams, I guess sailing is a team sport now, that have contingency plans in case their boat hits something underwater, like a submerged ice cream truck or something like that. One can only think that the contingency plan is to now get in the water, which they're telling you not to do. She probably got just a little dot, just a little bit of sea mist in her mouth, and that's it. She's got no energy. The chief medical officer looked at her, says, yeah, you'll be all right, but well, that's not how this should work. You should go there. You should be safe. You shouldn't be worrying about picking up. I mean, she got a little poo particle in her mouth. That's what happened. Just a little poo particle. And that's all it did. Now, Rio has pledged to have this whole thing cleaned up, have the bay cleaned up, free from fecal matter by 2035. I'm not joking. 2035. 20 years from now. That's when they want to have it all cleaned up by. Oh, unreal. I guess the pools are still green over there. What is this? What are we even doing? All the money we pump into this. Great, we won some medals. Who cares? Who cares? All right, we don't have a lot of time in this segment. I talked about the Olympics and fecal matter too much. But speaking of fecal matter, I guess that's my segue. We have some ex-GOP lawmakers that are now penning a letter to Reince Priebus. The letter has leaked out. They always leak these things. They're open letters. They don't really, you know, none of this stuff's secret. All the secret stuff you'll never find out about. Where your tax money goes, why Harry Reid's a millionaire all of a sudden. You know, that stuff you'll never hear about. They're very good. But something that should be a private letter, they go, oops, we leaked it. Oops, we leaked it. Former New Hampshire Senator Gordon Humphrey, former Missouri Rep Tom Coleman, former RNC Communications Director B.J. Cooper, and former RNC Chief Digital Strategist Mindy Finn. What do they all have in common besides being former and looking for a job? Well, they want attention. That's what they have in common. They write this letter. They want the RNC to stop funding Donald Trump. Take the money away, and let's give that money to candidates down ballot, so that they can keep the House and they can keep the Senate in November. That's what the letter's about. Donald Trump has done so many bad things. It's 90 days until the election, and we know he's going to lose. That's what they're saying. But that's not what a lot of the polls are saying. I thought these guys were all so poll conscious. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because this deserves our attention. We'll talk about the tax returns, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton's medical records, and this investigation by the FBI into the Clinton Foundation. She could be in deep doo-doo, almost as if she was swimming at Guanararo, whatever the hell it's called, Bay in Rio. We'll be back.
The legends of Ka'anapali Luau at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances, and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofka'anapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Breaking news, breaking news. I was just informed that that so-called sport where they throw the ball around and throw it against the goal that's 400 feet long, it's called handball. I was right, it's called handball. Now, it's not a sport, okay? I watched this thing for maybe a max total of 10 minutes. One guy had a breakaway, okay? It's a breakaway on like a 30-foot court, for whatever that's worth. And I guess you can't take like more than three steps or something without dribbling the ball. He couldn't dribble the ball. He couldn't dribble. Nobody was around him. He couldn't dribble the ball. He had to go like 15 feet. It's not a sport. It's not a sport. And the announcers kill me too. Because the announcers act like we should all know the rules to all of these games. You gotta treat us like we're stupid. Nobody watches this stuff. 4 years go by. We forget the names. We don't remember any other team's flags, colors. We don't know any of this stuff anymore. You got to treat us like we don't know what's going on. Treat us like we're kindergartners. They assume, and where do you find announcers for this stuff? Are they employed like 2 hours every 4 years? Where do these people come from? They pop out of the woodwork, but it's so annoying when they assume you know what's going on. We have no clue. We don't have a clue. We watch it. We hope that the guy wearing the red, white, and blue shorts is the first one to cross the finish line or spike the ball or throw a handball into a net the size of Rhode Island. Whatever it is, you have to assume we know nothing. But they don't assume that. They act like we're all these big, big fans of the sport. Dumbest thing. That handball, dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I've watched a Democrat debate. Okay? So, all right. Back to more dumb things. So these establishment former lawmakers, it's about 70 of them, they signed this letter saying that they want Priebus to stop giving money to Donald Trump. He's going to lose. It's a foregone conclusion. We shouldn't do this. Let's give the money to the candidates down ballot. Now, we heard this a long time ago, right? They were all going to lose. They were all going to lose because Donald Trump was the nominee. When, in fact, it turns out they just lose in primaries to people like me. Like you. That's who they're losing to. They're not in trouble losing to Democrats. That's not who they're going to lose to. They're losing to us. And they need money to fight us. Huh. Go figure. Right? Go figure. They say Donald Trump has had controversial comments. He might balk on NATO. He might pull us out of the UN. These are good things, people. These are good. These may not be part of the GOP little e globalist agenda, but these are good things. NATO does nothing for us. Nothing. And the UN, even worse. They just make sure our check clears. That's all. That's all. If I was the president, we'd be out of the UN in a heartbeat. You know, I don't care what forms have to get filled out. We're out. We're just out. We're not showing up. We're kicking them out of New York City. They're not there anymore. And they're harping on this tax return thing. Harping on it. We gotta see his tax. Who cares? Who cares? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? If you think tax returns show wealth, you need to go back to a very, very basic economics course. Tax returns do not show wealth. He released all of his financial statements that shows wealth. Tax returns, you're not going to see it there. It's not there. Maybe too many people use whatever it's called, TurboTax and this, whatever it is. Maybe they use that too much and we've forgotten how to add and subtract and put numbers on paper. It does not show wealth. How many times do we need to say this? And if he has done what he needs to do to get out of paying the majority of taxes for his bracket, you know what? Good for him. Good for him. We all do the same thing. Don't act like you don't do it. We all look for loopholes and get a good accountant who knows all the ins and the outs, right? It was one thing when Democrats were saying they wanted to see the tax return. We knew why they wanted to see it. They wanted to say, he's not a billionaire. He's not a billionaire. We don't care how many financial statements we saw. He's not a billionaire. Now the Republicans are joining the Democrats. Well, this has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new. The tax return thing is garbage. More importantly, is seeing medical records. That is way more important. Way more. If you have someone that may not be fit, she talks about Donald Trump's temperament, and he'll have his thumb on the button. Well, she could have her thumb on the button, have a stroke, and pass out, and her forehead hits it. What's worse? At least someone can talk Donald Trump off the ledge. If she has a problem, and she passes out, her forehead hits that button. Goodbye, world. I want to see medical records. I don't care about tax returns. I want to abolish the IRS anyway. Get rid of the IRS. No more tax. I'm tired of hearing the tax return talk. So stupid. And every single major mainstream media outlet, they just can't let it go. Fox News included. Included. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about a poll that has to do with this. Because Rasmussen did it. It must be pretty good. Plus an LA Times tracking poll that is showing a new trend. We'll talk about that when we come back here on The Rhino Report.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking about this this letter from the GOP establishment types that want Reince Priebus to stop funding Donald Trump. Stop funding him. Take the money away. He's going to lose. Foregone conclusion. 88 days away from the election. You know, what's happening here is you can see it. It's very clear. I don't know if Hillary Clinton got so much of a bump from her convention, as much as people start swinging in one direction and they say, you know what, I'm supporting Donald Trump, maybe I should take a look at Hillary Clinton, and then it swings in that direction, and then people go, you know what, this Hillary, she's kind of a criminal, maybe I should look at Donald Trump, and then it swings, and it ebbs and it flows, ebbs and flows. I don't know that it's a bump necessarily, just kind of the natural order of how people think. They don't want to feel like they're locked in. They want to give someone else a look, but then they feel like once they've dedicated their time to this person, they go, well, you know what? Maybe. And this is like that middle 20%. That middle, I guess 12 to 18% maybe. That aren't quite sure what direction they're going in. So it ebbs and it flows. You know, 2 weeks ago we saw Donald Trump had almost a 10-point lead in some polls, and now he's, I think, real clear average is somewhere around minus 7. So before it was all sunshine and rainbows. Now that he's down in the polls, the letters come out, and who writes letters anymore? Who does this? Maybe do like an open Twitter or something. The GOP's writing letters. That's why nothing gets done anymore. We're too busy writing stuff. Can't write stuff. You gotta go to, like, text talk. Right? Text talk. Make it nice and short and sweet and to the point. All right, what else do we got here? We have, this is a poll by Rasmussen. They did a poll. This was August 9th to August 10th. I believe the same time they did the head-to-head presidential poll, too. This is a little bit different. 67% of people in this poll think that the candidates should release their most recent tax returns to the public. And that's down a little bit, actually, from 73% who felt that way a year ago. So there is a majority here, without a doubt. People think that we should release it, even though it shows nothing. It shows absolutely nothing. Now, 59% of all voters think that all major presidential candidates should release their most recent medical records. I'm not even sure if most recent is the right thing here. Maybe the last 3 years, last 5 years. Most recent, you can go to any clinic on the corner and get a good bill of health. So I would say probably, I'd go back 5 years. I think that's more important. And they say major presidential candidates. So I guess we don't care how fit Gary Johnson and Jill Stein are. Just interesting how they word that there. It's split just about along party lines. But what's funny here, I'm looking at the numbers just kind of for the first time, is it looks like more Clinton supporters believe that we should be seeing medical records than Trump supporters. That's a little odd. Are they a little concerned about their candidate, maybe? Maybe, you know, not making it or something? I don't know. Maybe this is their way of saying she's not healthy enough and we should go with Joe Biden. It's a little odd that they would be the ones, because obviously that's targeted at Hillary Clinton. No one sees Donald Trump as being in failing health. He looks pretty good for 70 years old, objectively speaking, anyway. So a little odd that the Democrats would think that's more important than Republicans. So we'll let this go for a little while. This letter's going nowhere. The RNC has already said that no one has approached Donald Trump about cutting off funding. No one has. You know, do we believe them? I don't know. Probably not. You know, someone's there. Some surrogate from the RNC is with the Trump campaign, saying, you know what? You got to calm this down. And they're all kind of telling him this, go away, and no one wants to hear it. So we'll see what happens here. Donald Trump is not dropping out. It's not happening. I don't know where these people get this stuff from. The Never Trump movement is just about over. Now the Never Trumpers are all these establishment politicians, the way it all kind of started to begin with, and then they had this kind of following, and now it's back to just being them again. Because we all realize the real consequence here. The real consequence of this election is, do we keep our freedoms or do we let them go? Are we okay with the status quo? Are we okay with the way things have always been done? Right? Past practice. Or is there a different way? I'm not saying better, just is there a different way? Because Donald Trump has his downsides too, no doubt about that. Especially if you are a big-time conservative, you don't see him as being such. I get that. I understand that. I think he's pretty conservative. I don't think he's 100%. But he's right there. So, status quo or something different? Are we okay with being in debt? Are we okay with being a doormat? Are you okay with your Second Amendment right being restricted? Are you okay with your First Amendment right being restricted? They're going to make it a crime. It's going to be a crime to deny global warming. If you go on a radio show and you say, you know what, this global warming stuff, it's kind of bogus, that could be a crime. Well, I mean, or do you think maybe we have to claw our way out a little bit and loosen the restrictions and just say, you know what, Americans have to be Americans. We have to pull up our pants. We got to put our big boy pants on. We got to fight out of this. Or is it throwing in the towel and saying, you know what, let somebody else handle it. Restrict us as much as you want. Just get us out of this. You know, I mean, even Hillary Clinton said the other day, she said, people will have to learn to trust me. Learn to trust you? Shouldn't that be before they elect you? So, I mean, a very dictator style with that side. Very much so. Very restrictive. You know, it's one of those things you have to kind of come to terms with. And most people have. These GOP little E figures, they're not. And they're probably not going to. because it threatens their way of life. It threatens what they've worked so hard to accomplish, and that's power and money. Right? We've talked about the lords of their districts. They don't care what their constituents say. They're going to go back to their districts and say, guys, I have a better way. I know what you think, but you got to trust me, right? It's all about trust. All about trust. I don't really care what you think. I'm going to tell you what I think, and even if you don't agree, I'm going to do it anyway. That's what it's become. And people are a little sick of that. It worked for a little while, but now things have not gotten better. People put their trust in Barack Obama in mass in 2008, and then a pretty good majority by 5 million votes in 2012. And it's gotten worse. More of the same or something different? Very different. I get that. Very different. But has the same worked for you? Well, for these GOP establishment politicians, it's worked very, very well, and they do not want to give it up.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I wanted to talk about this investigation with the FBI and what's going on with the Clinton Foundation. But first, I was speaking with our writer, Robert, just a little while ago, and he sent me an online poll. This is an ABC News online poll. Who would you vote for? A poll you're not seeing on Real Clear Politics, and I get that it's online, and you have to take that with a grain of salt. But we saw that WikiLeaks poll, right? It was a couple of weeks ago. There was 117,000 respondents in the WikiLeaks poll on Twitter. And Trump had like a, I don't know, what is it, 65-point advantage in that poll. Well, this is an ABC, again, abcnewsgo.co. So abcnewsgo.co. This is a live who would you vote for poll. I'm looking at it right now. Donald Trump, 70%. Jill Stein, 18%. Gary Johnson, 7%. Hillary Clinton, 5%. And someone named Daryl Castle. They got 0. Hillary Clinton, 5%. And Trump, and this is ABC, Trump at 70%. This is an ABC website. I mean, usually a very left-leaning audience, viewership, readership. Now, this is not indicative, obviously, of how the race is. It's probably a little closer than that. I don't think Jill Stein is outpolling Hillary Clinton. Although, their rallies, I got to be honest with you, they're awfully close in attendance. And I'm not making a joke out of this. They're awfully close in attendance. Hillary is drawing dozens of people. She's drawing dozens. And so is Jill Stein. Gary Johnson, I'm not sure what he's drawing. Maybe cartoon characters. But 70%, holy smokes. So thank you for Robert for that. It's 42,557 votes for Donald Trump. 2,990 votes for Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. Maybe you can figure that out on your own. All right. That was just a little aside. You know what? Actually, fine. Let's talk about polls right now since we're doing a poll. Let's, really quickly, this is the LA Times Daybreak tracking poll. Essentially, what they do is they have like 400 people they send three questions to every single day. And it's the same 400 people, and they respond to, well, I mean, what they think of these three questions. The questions are, what is the percentage that you will be voting in this presidential election? Will you vote for Clinton or Trump or someone else? And do you think Clinton, Trump, or somebody else will win? That's an interesting question. Everybody thinks Hillary's going to win. In every poll I've seen, who they think will win, Hillary is head and shoulders above Donald Trump. He is really the underdog in a lot of people's eyes. Now, this poll, a week ago, they were separated by 8 points. Hillary had an 8-point lead. Now it's down to just 1 point. So, like I said, this ebbs and flows. Now, the interesting thing about this poll that a lot of polls don't do, this Daybreak tracking poll by the LA Times, is you do everything on a scale of 1 to 100. So it's not a yes or no answer. You don't say, I'll vote yes for Donald Trump or yes for Hillary Clinton. You say what the percentage is that you'll vote for that person, okay? So it's a self-weighted poll, which makes it very, very interesting and in a lot of ways more accurate than a poll they weight with a formula later on. So a 1 point, she has 44.2 and he has 43.1. So 1.1 are for getting exact. 35 to 64, Trump is only trailing by 3 points there. He's only down 6 points in the under 35 crowd. He's winning by 5 points, or 7 points, I'm sorry, in the 65 and over crowd. He's winning with high school or less. He's winning with some college, and he's trailing by almost 20 points with college graduates and more. He's trailing in the less than 35,000 income category. This is individual income, not households. And that's because he's not selling his tax plan. We said that yesterday. If you make under $50,000 a year, you will not pay a federal income tax, according to Donald Trump. Now, he is winning. He's winning by a large margin, 10 points in the $35,000 to $75,000 income. We also have, let's see, more than $75,000. He's winning there, too, just by a point. Just by 1 point, though. He's got the white vote by 20 points. He's losing the black vote by 86 points. And let's see. The Hispanic vote, he's down 26, which is not good, but not quite as bad as the Fox News poll was saying at like 40 points. And the other, he's within 2 points, okay? Gender, she has a 9-point lead with females. He has a 7-point lead with males. So a 16-point gender gap is pretty small compared to what we've seen, again, in most polls. So this is the LA Times tracking poll, and I like how they do it with the percentage or the likelihood that you will say yes or no, rather than just saying yes or no, because like I said, it self-weights the poll. That's nice. So that's a good one. I like that one. I like Rasmussen, and I like Quinnipiac. Those are the three that I generally think have the best sampling. But of the tracking polls, I do like LA Times. All right. This stuff going on with the FBI and Hillary Clinton. This is... guys, this is bigger than the emails. Much, much bigger. And people have been saying this for a long time. Very, very big. Preet Bharara, who is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District in New York, is on top of this. There are FBI offices, field offices now on top of this. The pay-to-play, the quid pro quo with the Clinton Foundation. They raised $3 billion, the Clinton Foundation. Preet Bharara locked up New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver for $4 million, and he locked up the Republican Majority Leader Dean Skelos for a lot less than that. Preet Bharara is a bulldog. If he thinks you're into something, he's going to get you. He has his eyes on the governor's office here in New York, both to run for governor, maybe against Andrew Cuomo, and if not, definitely after that. Preet Bharara is a bulldog. I wouldn't want him on my case. So we're going to keep an eye on this. We'll talk a little bit about this when we come back, and we'll also talk about somebody who built a wall around their house. You'll never guess who it is. You're listening to the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We have a lot to get to, so we're not going to, no small talk right now. Let's finish up on this FBI thing. We're not spending a lot of time on it because this is just a report that the field offices are now investigating the Clinton Foundation for corruption. This is all according to the Daily Caller, who interviewed a former senior law enforcement official, is all they're saying. So until we know exactly what's going on, or at least some more information, some more sources corroborate this, we're not going to spend a ton of time on it, but this is it. If there was ever going to be a spot where she's in trouble, this is going to be it. Definitely going to be it. Hopefully we have more about this on Monday, okay? All right, but speaking of Clintons, did you know that Hillary had them build a wall around her home in Chappaqua, very prestigious Chappaqua, New York, a little bit north of New York City, about 25, 30 minutes. 85% white population in Chappaqua, the average household income well over $100,000 a year. This is a big fence. It's a big PVC fence. I'm sure it has some sort of cement backing to it. If not, it's filled with cement, possibly. There's a gatehouse here. There's pictures of it. A nice gatehouse. And the wall, it seems to be that this fence, this wall she built around her property, is about 10 feet tall, which is interesting because Chappaqua is in Westchester, which has an 8-foot height restriction on fences with residential properties. So interesting. I'd like to see that permit she got. Yeah, right. So she builds a wall around her house. The Democrats build a wall around their convention center, but walls don't work, right? Walls don't work. All right. Speaking about someone we should build a wall around, Will Smith. Will Smith, actor turned idiot. He was promoting his this Suicide Squad movie. I guess some people say it's really good. You have to be into that stuff. I'm not really into the comic book thing. Some people say it was good. Some say it was really bad. Some say it looked like it was filmed in a trash can. Whatever your opinion of it is, he says that we should cleanse our country of Donald Trump supporters. Kind of like he knows who the enemy is now. He says, we get to know who people are, and now we get to cleanse it out of our country. That is a direct quote from the 47-year-old actor. I think he's still mad. I think he's still mad they got snubbed at the Academy Awards. Listen, that movie about the Nigerian doctor, what, you put out an accent, and we're supposed to think you're some kind of great actor now? No, stop it. Stop it. It wasn't a good movie. You had to clear the movie with the NFL first. If that was a real kind of expose movie, you wouldn't have had to run it past the NFL first. You lost all credibility when you did that. Every single piece of credibility. Of course, that movie was related to the concussions and the NFL players and the whole thing. When we ask actors questions about politics, that's called an appeal to unqualified authority. They're not qualified to comment on it. But we'll turn our attention now to someone who is qualified to comment on Carlos Danger. Remember Carlos Danger? Yeah? Anthony Weiner? Well, he might be at it again. He might be at it again. This Sydney Leathers, who was the person he was sexting with, she said that someone reached out to her and said, I'm having a sexting affair with Carlos Danger right now. She looked into it. She looked at the accounts. And yeah, lo and behold. But she told that person, don't go to the media because they'll ruin your lives. They'll ruin your life. Don't go to them. Just continue the sexting affair. Don't continue it. Whatever you want to do. But Sydney Leathers, she was the one that really torpedoed his campaign in 2013 for mayor of New York City. Really torpedoed that campaign. So, we got the cool music again. All right, So the moral of the story here, the moral of the story from this whole Carlos Danger thing and what he did online is do not sext with Sydney Leathers. That's the moral of the story because she will out you in a heartbeat. Guys, that's it for this show. Hope you're having a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, a huge thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.